Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
I'm Carla B.
Hi, and I'm Gerald Rose.
And you're tuned into Correcting the System of Unequal Justice, which airs the first and third Tuesday of every month right here on EOTMRadio.com.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Zimmerman confessed to the shooting, claiming self-defense. Martin's family says he was murdered.
Two young boys are arraigned in the brutal beating of a 94-year-old man.
11 and 15 years old were arrested earlier this week. School officials knew teachers were abusing Aaron, but didn't stop it.
Obviously don't care about the special needs kids and their condition.
They knew everything. They knew both incidents, and they did nothing about it.
Period.
According to the district's own investigation, Aaron was first abused by Melanie Pickens at Hopewell Middle School in 2007. As CBS Atlanta first reported last year, school officials covered up the abuse of at least six students.
Join Carla Simpson of EOTM Radio and Gerald Rose of New Order Human Rights Organization. Tune in July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about correcting the system of injustice. Don't just listen. Do something. Call in 718-664-6543. Tune in on EOTMradio.com. That's July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's stop this mess in the U.S.
Yep, yep, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. I, for one, am excited to be bringing this type of progressive talk radio to the EOTM radio network. And myself, along with Gerald Rose, we plan on using this show as a platform and establishing a national plan of action, so to speak, to address the primary concerns of African Americans. So just so y'all know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, our phone lines are open, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. So please call in. We'll be taking callers the second half of the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR and then at NOHRORG. On Twitter. That's myself and Jarrett Rose's Twitter. So definitely follow us, and we're on Skype too, y'all. I have my co-host, Gerald E. Rose, on deck tonight as well. Welcome back. It's been a minute,
thank
Gerald.
You,
how's it going?
It's been a minute, Carla, but, you know, when we're talking about issues that's affecting our community, it's very important that we continue to talk about correcting the system of unequal justice and just been busy. That's about it. Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk.
Yes, I've seen you, man. I thought I was busy, but you're busy on this state to state. It's like I hope you got some frequent flyer miles and stuff, because I know that you're definitely going to be getting some perks and stuff with all the traveling you're doing. What
right.
You got going?
Well, actually, Carla, this is a serious thing that's going on in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where a young man of Shavis Carter, I don't know if you heard about it, but I'm quite sure you have heard about it now, but this young man was about 6'1". He was left-handed. He was handcuffed, patted down twice, put into a police car. They claim he shot himself in the head in the right temple. Again, he was left-handed. He was left-handed, but they say he shot himself right-handed in the temple. And people are outraged, and I do talk to the family every day. I talk to the dad, so I have the inside information. I'm talking to the dad and to Shavis' brother, you know. So I'm not believing that. They're not believing that. Even CNN did a special on this case, and I think this case is bigger than the Trayvon Martin case because there's several issues that need to be addressed. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, again, I hope people do call in. Do call in at 718-664-6543. We want to hear from you all on what you think about that. The latest development, Carla, that came out today, that it was the coroner's report said it was suicide. But I'm not believing that, and we're going to continue to press on, and I think this is a good opportunity. We need to get to the list and let them know that enough is enough, and we're just concerned what's going on.
Right. I know I read some of the reports myself, and I just couldn't, when I first heard the story about him being in the police car in the back seat, handcuffed and shot himself, because I know just from what I see in the news and from what I've seen within some of the people that I know in certain communities, when it comes to black men being arrested and stuff and how the cops do pat them down, I've never seen a cop not pat a black man down all the way, like two and three of them patting them down just to make sure. So for them to say that they missed a gun, that was
unfathomable
to me. I just
and he had shorts on. And he had shorts on. That's something else that's bringing up a red flag. You know, so, and again, especially being a black man, you're going to get patted down 3 or 4 times.
Exactly.
That's why,
exactly.
You know, so somebody's at fault here, you know.
Right.
So I'm not surprised with what's going on lately. So much stuff is going on. As me being out in the trenches every day getting phone calls, I was very surprised about this, but, you know, this is America. Racism is still alive. I believe this is going to come. I think this was a racist act, because when I called down there trying to find this family, Carla, I talked to the editor to one of the local newspapers, and he was very nasty to me. He said, well, what are you coming down here for? It's already under investigation. You're going to come down here and start something? I said, sir, we're not no radical organization. You know, we're nonviolent. This is a national tragedy. And something, and the more people, the more noise, the justice we're going to get. And now, finally, word is getting out, even though what they came up today, the coroner's report, we're not going to stop on that. We're going to continue to move on.
Right, right, exactly. What I want to do really quickly, we definitely want to allow our listeners to call in 718-664-6543. So while we're screening callers at this time, we'll take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back right back with Gerald E. Rhodes and Carla B. and the listeners that are calling in to speak about this Chavis Carter travesty. Hold tight, y'all.
Step into a world where there's no one there.
Island of awesome! even though some people front. It's the God of rap. You heard of it. The one that rhymes towards the sky, giving airplanes mad turbulence. And rap tournaments, I reign permanent. Don't you think right now the number one spot? I'm not concerned with it. The force of rap, I'm turning it. Back to that good old fashioned way of getting cash money by earning it. No bogus, hocus pocus, I bring back the focus. Skills, if you notice, my position is loaded. That focus, MCs are just hopeless. Thinking record sales make them the dopest. Yes, yes, y'all.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we are correcting the system of unequal justice. If you have any comments, please call in at 718-664-6543. I think we have a call on the line. Let's go to LaTanya Walker in Stafford, Virginia. Are you there, LaTanya?
I'm here. Ms. Walker. How are you doing? Yes.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, LaTanya. You do aware of... Of course, you are part of the organization. You understand the things that we go across America. And this Seamus Curtis case is really, really a touching situation. We be having weekly conference calls, and I know I was supposed to go down to see the family, but I've been speaking to the father on a regular basis. Give us your opinion on what you think was going on with this case and other cases going on across America.
Well, based on what I've heard and what I've read and what we've shared during our conference calls, there's a big question mark that's above this whole scenario. I saw the reenactment from the police department, and sure, it looks possible, but finding out certain things as far as if there was gun residue on his hand, how did he shoot himself in the right temple if he's left-handed, he had on shorts, why you guys didn't find that gun is way beyond me, because that puts it into a whole different realm. Because had that officer been engaging, or those officers been engaging him, and he has a weapon on him when he got to the precinct, so it's just not sitting well with me that he would have committed suicide on such small issues and warrants that he had for something else. It just doesn't sit well at all.
And also, you know, Tanya, he was pretty tall. And when you handcuff and you're pretty tall, you can hardly move when you're sitting in the back seat of a patrol car. And that brings up a red flag. And I've seen the reenactment act. And I think the more that you move your arms, my understanding is that your handcuffs get tighter and tighter talking to people. You
exactly.
know, and I've been talking to several officers who's on the force, even retired, and in so many words say, well, Mr. Rose, something's not right with this situation. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with it. In the South, here lately, especially since Obama has been in office, President Obama's been in office, that ugly head of racism and classism has been rearing its head, and it seems like it's progressively getting worse. I mean, we're getting the Trayvon Martins, and you know, we're getting the 14-year-old young man that was killed in Louisiana, and nothing has been done about it. So we're seeing all these incidents happen, and a lot of this stuff is being swept up under the rug because the internal affairs or the internal investigation is being done by the same police department that committed the crimes in the first place. So we're not getting any leverage.
Right. But you know what I recognize is that if we all don't come together, all organizations, and work together, you know, we can't make a difference. That's why it's very important that we continue to use the social media, you know, Twitter, and help get the word out, you know, because it's a lot of things that's going on. But, you know, we can just work together. And that's why I respect other races. When they have an issue in their community, they come together you know, immediately, and it seems that it takes us as African Americans to build up this movement. You know, just like the Gina Six, it took it a while, and of course, Chavis Carter, there's an issue going on in Louisiana that you brought to my attention. Of course, it continues with Trayvon Martin. So there's always something going on, and it's to the point now I'm tired of turning on the news every day because there's something going on, but we have to continue to address these issues.
But, Gerald, those are the things that we are actually getting coverage on. Imagine we probably don't get coverage on 95%.
Right, right, right. Okay, again, if anyone wants to call in for the discussion, please call in at 718-664-6543. This is Gerald Rose, and also with Carla Simpson. We are taking the calls. I think we also have Miss LaTanya Cook on the line. Miss Cook, are you there?
It's LaTanya. Hi, Gerald, and Carla to you also.
Thank you for calling in. What is your comment for tonight, Miss Cook?
Yes, I was calling in out of Atlanta, Georgia, to show the support, obviously, for you guys. And just to reiterate on what your caller, you know, stated earlier, I too saw some of the footage and watched some of the coverage and the videos. And speaking to different people in certain fields, and especially law enforcement, pretty much stating how they're stating this person killed themselves is impossible.
Very impossible. You know, something like this happened back in Indianapolis, Indiana, like 12 years ago. I don't know, Carla.
Yeah, everybody
Carla,
saying it couldn't have happened this way, and the police is definitely a cover-up. They could have planted the weapon on him, possibly. I have a lot of law enforcement people that I'm really close to, and some have stated there have been instances where to prevent the police from getting into any trouble or something, then they plant the weapons on people, they'll plant the drugs and all of those type of things. I think this is one of those incidents. So they stated to this person that did this so they wouldn't get in any trouble.
And I do agree with you because things like this does go on. My sister used to date a police officer back in the day, and I really kind of sit down and talk with him. I remember having conversations back then when I was younger, and he did admit that certain things do go within the police department. So Ms. Walker said earlier, you know, I think it's a lot of retaliation coming from Washington, D.C., you know, and since he's our black president has been in office, it's saying that a lot of stuff is going on, and it seems like it's getting worse, and I hate to use the race card, but what it is what it is, you know, and I see it because of certain calls and cases that we get involved with, so that does happen in this world. Because, you know, meeting with the chief of police and his or Mr. Rose, I admit that I'm not everywhere at any time, but, you know, sometimes you have bad apples in any employment, and I believe there was a couple of bad apples that arrested Mr. Chavis Carter to the point that it was possible murder. You know, and I feel that because of the conversation I had with people down there that was quoted in the newspaper saying we don't need no outsiders, and the way he was very nasty to me. So you can see they're not used to no one questioning. Now it has went to a national news story, and someone is going to take the fall here. You know, just like in the Trayvon Martin case where the chief of police was eventually fired. You know, so sometimes somebody's going down with this. You know, so we're just going to continue to move on. Carla, as my co-host, I know that I've brought this story to you, and I know you have, again, a couple of questions. What is your main thing, or what do you see that's really, really catching your eye on this serious discussion tonight?
Well, I don't necessarily have, direct questions. I just follow the stories and follow where the information is coming from, and then I, you know, gather my own thoughts and opinions after I get all the evidence and stuff like that. So I'm not really going to necessarily share exactly, you know, what I feel at this point, but I did want to share with our listeners some of the comments that some of the people from our blog site left in regards to this particular show. So I'll just read a couple of those. And it was in regards to Chavis Carter, that's the young gentleman out of Arkansas that allegedly committed suicide. So this is what one of our readers has said. Her name is, well, I'll just say her, what, Teresa Wilson out of Arkansas. And she says, this case sounds very fishy. It's hard to believe the police on this one. I think those police, and then she's using explicit words. She said, I believe the police shot the young man and are covering up for one another. I trust that the police at one time gave them benefit of the doubt, but not anymore. Have you ever noticed how police want people to come forward with information when a citizen commits a crime, but when an officer is the alleged perpetrator of a crime, the blue shield of silence goes into effect where officers cover up and lie for their own? I thought that was that was definitely from the heart, and I'm with you, T. Wilson, out of Arkansas. I definitely feel you on that, but I want to say let's not, you know, tie all in that, because a lot of people in my family are military and ex-police and still, you know, lifelong law enforcement, and I know that they carry that shield to the heart. And, you know, but there are some out there. I just don't want to, you know, lump all of law officials in that particular bracket, because that's not fair. You want to touch on that and then I'll share a couple more, Gerald?
Yeah, that is correct, Carla, because all officers, not bad, we need officers. It's just the bad officers is where we question their work, you know, because it's just like a original citizen. We all have a bad day at work or something going on at home, and you never know. I believe that certain officers take it out on the public, you know, and stuff like that. So I know some very good officers. I mean, some white officers pulled me over one time, and they was very, very nice, you know, and they let me go, and I was wrong. You know, I accidentally ran a stoplight and had my seatbelt on, you know, and they asked Mr. Rose, are you okay? You know, you have a good, they had opportunities to be very, very nasty. And then I got stopped by a black cop, you know, and he wants to, like, terrorize me for a while, you know what I mean? So, you know, so I'm not saying that all white cops are bad. You know, we got our own cops are bad. So, again, I hate using the race card, but I know that certain things that I see that we all see that is realistic, it's going on because, you know, it goes back to slavery days. So I just want to touch on that, you know, on that particular point there.
Okay. What goes back to slavery days, though? What exactly? I missed that.
What I'm saying is when I say slavery, you know, it goes back where we were mistreated. You know, our women were raped back in the day. You know, it just seemed that when I watched the movie Roots, it was very touching. It put tears in my eyes. But when I see that, though, Carla, and what I see today, that we're shooting each other and calling each other N-word, you know, it really makes me mad, because now when a white person calls us the N-word, we're upset, we're ready to retaliate. But when we call each other the N-word, it's more like it's acceptable. But we have to change the mentality of what's going on, especially right now. You know, even the music. You know, I listen to rap or whatever, but I don't react on the lyrics that I'm listening. I didn't do that back then, but it seems like today our young people are reacting to what's going on, and we're losing a generation day by day, you know, day by day, and it's just kind of sad. So we got to worry about our own issues as well, because when things happen, we're angry. So just want to make that comment.
Right. I want to I'll share another comment from his name is Christopher, and he is actually one of my Facebook friends, and he added that, he said, did I read the first page of the report? He says, an officer of similar height and weight as Carter sat in the back of a cruiser, leaned over, and was able to lift the weapon to his head and reach the trigger. And my friend Chris Proctor, he added that to my Facebook post, And I might add that he's not of African descent. So, and, you know, so definitely I'm just open to everybody just commenting. It's just not one-sided. And just because, right. I have friends of so many different cultures and stuff, and they love and respect me because I love and respect them, you know. So just wanted to put that out there. But, yeah, we definitely have you want to bring the Wana on right now, Gerald?
Yeah, let's take her comment, see what she got to say to us tonight. Go ahead,
okay,
Luana.
Cool, Ben. Luana, you're on
air. Hi, Gerald. Hi.
How you doing, Sam? Luana?
I've been following Gerald for a while. He had came and spoke for me one time, and I was absent, but he spoke for me one time here in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to ask a question. Have anyone ever sat down and read the constitutional law?
Luana, I'm trying to figure out who you are, Luana. I know that you said I spoke
you
before.
You came to the housing. You went to the Fulton County Housing for Father's Day and talked to the father.
Okay, okay. Is that where the young little 9-year-old little boy I touched and he called me? I've been going so many places. I do apologize. I apologize. But anyway, that's a good point. I need to sit down and actually read that. But go ahead and give your opinion on that.
Okay, the reason I said that, because everything that's happening here now today with the cops and them mistreating us by any means, if you ever read that, the constitutional right, it tells us that everything that's happening today
mm-hmm.
is going to happen.
What are you talking about, the constitutional what?
Right.
The constitutional law. Have you ever just sat down and read that, the little fine writing?
I mean, yeah, we had to know part of that to be able to graduate high school in Chicago. I don't remember all the fine print, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to be able to pull that up.
The fine print is telling you that everything that's happening now to us black people was going to happen anyway because of the constitutional law. Regardless of what go on in the community, it tells us that it's going to happen at a matter of time.
I don't agree with that. That's your own interpretation. That's your interpretation. I don't think that's mm-hmm. what the constitutional law states.
Well, if you read that and if you go on YouTube and look up the Robert Davis Jr. story about the black constitutional law, you will read that. So it's your opinion, but my opinion is different from yours, and that's agreeable that you're not agreeable with it, but that's what it is at the end of the day. What's happening here today in the United States, the constitutional law and the rights will let you know that. So when you go on YouTube and listen
I don't get my data from YouTube. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever, however your opinion is, but that is my opinion on what is happening today. And for us to stand up for the rights of what's going on and today about protecting our young people and by protecting us black people as we walk around today, because you never know what tomorrow may bring. It might be another son or another daughter lost behind what the white people does with dealing with the law, like the Trayvon Martin story.
Okay, Gerald, you want to touch on that and maybe take some more calls?
Yeah, I'm like Paula. I am amazed on what you're saying right now. I need to do some research on that. You know, we can learn to agree to disagree. This is what this talk show is about. But
I would have never knew about it if one of my friends told me to go on YouTube and listen to the man talk.
But that's the thing. But that's the thing, though. We can't take what we're hearing about what somebody's saying on YouTube and base your whole foundation on a belief behind that.
That's fine, but that's my opinion. You have your own.
Okay. Yes,
All right. Thank you.
I would definitely advise thanks so much, Luana, and for our listeners who have any questions in regards to that, or definitely call in and share. I know I just Googled constitutional law, the definition and then an overview and some other things. So all the information is readily available on governmental sites as well as private sites as well. So you can gather the information there. And really quick, I want to – it was somebody had put out some a quote today on Facebook, and I thought that it was so profound. So I want to say that definitely right now from the comment that Sawana made, you know, educating ourselves is a beautiful thing. You know, when you educate yourself on the things that you don't know, learn those things that you don't know, and teach others who don't know the things that you've learned and send them off to educate others. And that's the whole natural law of the universe. I think that's profound. And definitely that, you know, with Juana saying she's definitely reaching out, you know, wanting to get the information and share the information. So, yeah, definitely dig a little bit deeper, y'all. But, yeah, that's all I have to say on that. But,
yeah, I want to look into that too, Carla. Yeah, I'm going to look into that as well. That's something that I need to – it's good to know what's out there, you know what I mean? So when a question do come across, I would know what's going on, but I'm like you, whatever. I never go, I don't, that's like a curse to me, you know what I mean? I'm not going to look at something and ask, predict, you know, what's going on, you know what I mean? We have to break that curse in our community. You know, that's why I always had a mentality when people tell me that I'm wasting my time, whatever, you know, things like that. You know, if my former leader said he was wasting our time or whatever, you know, we wouldn't be doing this radio show together. You know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So that's something that I want to look into myself, you know.
Yes, what's up? We have, there's some couple other callers, so we definitely want to be able to screen everyone and all that good stuff. But unfortunately, at this time, we're going to have to take a really quick commercial break so we can be able to get through all the callers. But definitely in the meantime, while we're taking this song break, y'all, make sure that you follow myself on Twitter, and I'll say mine, and then, Gerald, you can share yours. My Twitter is, what is it? It's EOTMPR, so you can definitely follow me on Twitter. And what about yours, Gerald?
And also you can follow me at NOHRORG, follow us on Twitter. Do a lot of great things. Again, we are correcting a system of unequal justice. This is the show that we're going to get the real issues out there. And please call in at 718-664-6543.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And make sure that you find you definitely visit Gerald E. Rhodes online as well, his website. What is the website again, Gerald? I definitely want to be able to get that out there.
It's www.nonhro.org.
That's what's up. Check it out, y'all. We'll take a couple. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gerald.
No. I'm just saying that's the website address, you know, and you can leave us a comment on there, you know, on our website or what you think. You know, you can follow us. We're doing a lot of things nationwide. You know, like I said, we didn't build chapters in other cities, and we continue to come. And, Carla, I'm praying. We're coming your way very soon. I'm just telling you that right
that's
now.
What's up. I'm excited, definitely. Y'all, hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back with Correcting the System of Unequal Justice with Gerald E. Rhodes and Carla D. And you can call in. Make sure you do, 718-664-6543. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yeah, ooh, ho, 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 trying to make it from day to day. Tonight, don't you worry about a thing, just cast your cares away.
Unequal Justice. If you have any comments, please call in at 718-664-6543. We have a special topic that's going on tonight. We're talking about Chavis Carter, who they claim shot himself in the head while he was handcuffed, even though this young man was patted down twice. This young man had on shorts, and I'm not believing it. The nation's not believing it. And we're just concerned what's going on. So we're going to go to Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Randall Parker, who's the local president of New Order in the Toledo chapter. And this young man, he's a pastor, but this young man has come out the four walls. And I'm excited that someone finally in my hometown is willing to take a stand on the issue that's going on there as well. So Pastor Parker, let's go to you. What is your comment for tonight?
Good evening, Gerald. Congratulations on you guys' show. I've been listening to it so far and very informative. I think one of the things that we have to do as a nation is whenever there's injustice, we've got to learn to stand up and speak out. We cannot just let this type of incident go by without saying anything or without coming together and letting the people know that this is wrong. This whole situation, Gerald, is so suspect as it relates to the police officers and things that are going on. And we cannot rest until justice is served. I also have had the opportunity to talk to family members and the hurt that I hear through them. And we can't get to the place or the point where we're not going to feel anything or do anything unless it's our child, our family member. We're a nation. We're together. And we got to come together. Whenever one hurts, we all hurt, and we got to make sure justice is served.
And Randall, I do agree with you. We have to be more proactive and be reactive. And I want to thank you. You have been playing a major part dealing with this family, because also you are our spiritual advisor as well for the organization, you know, and things like that. And you take the you're a very, very busy man. You have a busy schedule, but I can honestly say when I do pick up the phone and call you, it might be late night, and I say, hey, can we do a prayer conference call with this family? You're right there. You know, not just you, everybody, you know, in the organization that's trying to help this family out, you know. And, again, actually I need to call the father maybe tomorrow. It was another rally in Jonesboro, and try to get an update because I have a son his age, you know, so I take this very personal, you know, and things like that. So, Randall, even in Toledo, give us a little thing what happened in Toledo not too long ago where a little one-year-old baby was just shot in the head because of a, I think it was a drive-by or what happened on that situation?
Okay. Here in Toledo, we had a situation where someone literally ran up to the back door of an apartment complex and shot 12 rounds into the back of the house. And there was a one-year-old and a two-year-old that were laying on the floor sleeping. And unfortunately, the one-year-old passed away because of the injuries sustained during the gunfire. The two-year-old is recovering. She's doing well. And so it's so heartbreaking that our generation that we're living in now has become so immune to this type of mentality that they think that it's the norm and anything that is positive or productive is abnormal. And so I think it's our job to really stand up and switch that and let them know that we're not going to take this. I mean, this one-year-old child didn't even have an opportunity to live her life like I believe she could have. And so it's very heartbreaking. And, you know, we're here in Toledo trying to do the best we can. I know it's all over, but to be able to eulogize the one-year-old child was one of the hardest things in life I ever had to do.
Yeah, and to my co-host, Carla, this was a situation that I think that, again, it was a black-on-black crime, you know, and when I hear this, I'm angry. When I hear about Javis Carter, me personally, I done put black-on-black crime and racism on the same line. You know, I'm just being real. Like I said, we on this show, we can learn to agree and disagree. You know, we always blaming others, but I'm just very discouraged that's going on in our own community as well. So, Randall, any other thing you'd like to say?
I just want to say I'm thankful for this talk show. I believe that in the upcoming weeks and times is going to be a very positive and productive show where we're going to, you know, really hear some suggestions and things that we can do to better our nation. So I just want to say keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Well, I have a question for you. Don't leave yet, Pastor
Okay.
Randall. This is Carla B. I wanted to touch base since I had you guys on. I know we have Latasha still on as well as LaTanya, the New Order president in Virginia. I wanted to touch on, because this whole thing, everything that you're doing with your company, Gerald, and what you guys are about, it's all about assuring, one of the things you guys are doing is assuring environmental justice for all people. That's what it's
right.
all about. And I just want to put that out there to our listeners. You know, it's not about these particular tragedies and when they happen and we're stepping up and trying to do some stuff. It's, you know, Gerald always says that you have to be more proactive. So you got to get out and do the things that matter in the communities, like, you know, voting not just nationally but on your local level because, you know,
right.
these people that are passing these laws, and we say this over and over, you're voting them in or you're not voting them in. I feel like all communities are not created equal. We know this. This is why this show is created. This is one of the reasons why your business was created, Gerald, I'm sure. If a community happens to be poor, be black or of color, we know that it receives less protection than does maybe a affluent white community. It is what it is, but things have to change, and things have been put in place, and the justice movement has came a long way, but there's still things that we need to do, and people really need to be more proactive with this. Environmental justice is built on the principle that all Americans have a right to equal protection of our nation's environmental, health, housing, transportation, employment, civil rights laws, regulations, and everything in between. Of course, social injustice is number one, especially within our communities. You guys want to hear what, you know, if you wanted to touch on that as well, that would be great.
I can make a comment on that, and we go to Randall. Ronnie Yuxi, who was my lieutenant, brought a good idea as far as having a health fair location. I'm going to be honest with you. Our location, I ain't going to say it's high crime, but it's a community that's needed, you know, and we're going to be, you know, checking blood pressure, checking people for for AIDS. We're going to have a fire department there. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff in the community. We're going to get people registered to vote because, like you said, our local issues are very important as well. You know, so we are over there doing a lot of outreach or whatever, you know. So we do more just as the legal part of the organization. We have our community outreach is very strong, you know, and each chapter is just doing a wonderful job. Carla, I can just honestly say that, especially Randall in Toledo and Ms. Wark in Virginia, they are out there grinding, and it's, again, we're for all people, you know, and it's under our mission statement. You know, and we're just concerned what's going on. But, Randa, if you want to give a comment on the question that Carla asked, go ahead at this time.
It wasn't really a question, but it was just something
okay.
that I just comment. Wanted to put out there, yeah, in regards to, you know, justice for all, just assuring that,
right.
you know. And,
right, right.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, Carla. I know this radio program is not going to be like I have helped several other races. I'm going to be honest with you, when it was African-American was accused of shooting a Hispanic person maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, I was the first one to say something. Whoever did this, turn yourself in. And what I did a racial harmony march. I tried to bring all races together, the Hispanic community and the African-American community, to march together because they tried to divide us in the media and they tried to show that we don't get along, you know. I know some things do happen. I know certain races don't get along. But what I did, what New Order did, is try to show people that, you know, don't try to divide us. You know, we all are living here in America, so I had a racial harmony march. You know, I didn't help some it was a young white female was alleged, was got hung in the Cobb County Jail. When I heard about that, I immediately jumped on that situation, you know, and things like that. So we just don't run an all quote unquote a black agenda, but when something does affect our community, I will jump on it. But when I see something that's affecting somebody else's community as a human rights organization, when your rights is being violated, New Order will address that issue.
Right.
Brother Randall?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch and agree with what you're saying, Gerald, because it's not necessarily always a black issue, white issue. It's a human issue, and we want to empower people as a whole. We have targeted our youth here in the city of Toledo, trying to empower them, inspire them, encourage them, and it's not necessarily about just trying to build up our black youth, but just our youth as a whole. And so what we did was we had a community meeting, a youth town hall meeting, actually, on last Saturday, where we had all colors, genders, age groups that came and really spoke their heart, that spoke about what they wanted to see done in the community. And so we were open to that because we want to better our environment as a whole.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Carla. Yeah. Do we have any other callers on the line?
Latasha, did you want to speak on that? Because we still have you on. And then Latanya from New Order in Virginia is still on as well.
Oh, yeah. We can bring Latasha Walker back on the line. Ms. Walker, are you there? Ms. Walker? Did we lose
okay.
the caller?
No, she's...
Now, are you saying Ms. Walker, Latanya Walker?
Yeah, Latanya Walker, yeah.
Okay, because
Latanya Walker. Latasha Cook is still here on the line.
Okay,
yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead, Latanya Walker. Give you a comment on what I know you just heard what, as far as the issues that New Order gets involved. I know you've been with us for, 2 years now, maybe a little bit longer,
yes.
if I'm correct.
Yes.
And give us our input, you know, because when you first came into the organization, you questioned on, you know, who could be a part. This person wanted to be a part. I remember Susan, the young lady who's white that's in your area, wanted to be a part. You know, they know what's going on. So kind of give input and let my co-host Carla know what, you know, what do New Order stand for. And she brought up
okay,
a good
well,
point.
For me personally, where I'm at, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I will tell anyone this, and I'm going to say it right now publicly. I didn't realize I was black until I moved to Virginia. I always knew I had color in my skin, but I didn't realize that I was a black woman until I moved to Stafford County, Virginia, Northern Virginia. And that was a culture shock for me. It's divided. You're either black or you're white. So in my running and my networking and everything that I've done, I've seemed to have attracted more of my white sisters and brothers, if you say, versus my blacks, because my blacks here, where I'm at, for me, they think that because they have, you know, a $300,000 house and a Mercedes, that they've arrived and they don't have to dip back down into what they call that society, which is totally not true, because at the end of the day, you're still of color, and they'll do you just the way they do anyone else. But I found more of my support from my white counterparts. And I told Gerald when I first came aboard, I said, I can't, you know, some of our conversations that we have on the conference call, I can't have certain things being said because my vice president at that time, wanted, she was a white woman. I was on the campaign for the local sheriff here who was running against the corrupt sheriff. He's a white man. He's a Republican. I'll even go that far. So for me, I had to have it multicultural. Because my issues here, we don't have black-on-black crime where I live at. It's not black-on-black. It is classism. It's them and us. If you're not in the clique, you're not in the network, you're a them. And if you are, you're an us. So that's what I've had to deal with here. And the majority of it has been very multicultural.
Okay.
Not just black and white.
All right. We have 7 minutes left to go into the show. The point of the timing, but I know sometimes you can get you speak your mind, but I love you like a sister, and I know your heart or whatever, because your daughter went through something, it hit home, so you just keep what you're doing. I pray for you every day. I pray for you and Randall, matter of fact, every day, because it's not easy when you're out here trying to make change in the community. We have 7 minutes left. Let's go to Ms. Cook. Ms. Cook, if you say something briefly, I guess we'll go ahead and have final announcements. After you make your comment, you have another quick comment, Ms. Cook?
Yes, just to this would be very brief. I appreciate the platform and all of the comments and everything that was made. I, myself, and as you know that I assist Ron Anthony here in Atlanta,
right.
Everything is worldwide. It's a nationwide. It's not a black, white issue, whatever. It is a human rights issue. I'm not a part of the New Order organization per se. I don't have any titles or anything. I'm just an ordinary citizen that cares about everyone. It's why, and I appreciate what you're doing and bringing this attention to everybody. We work diligently down here. Ron Anthony, that I assist, as you all well know of the case of his son allegedly murdered down here in the school system, this teacher is still teaching at Roswell High School. We have to face
right.
this every day. So this happens. I'm taking care of home as well as everywhere else. You
right.
know, you said we're going up to Arkansas or wherever else. I said, hey, I'm in there. I'm going. I'm willing to go and travel to wherever I need to go